Tensions between Western nations and Tehran are escalating as concern mounts about Iran's nuclear program. Tehran says its nuclear plants are for peaceful energy production, but the International Atomic Energy Agency cites evidence Iran is researching the development and delivery of nuclear weapons. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper.
They are certainly moving on that path, but we don't believe they've actually made the decision to go ahead with a nuclear weapon.
In recent months, Iran has begun enriching uranium at an underground plant. An analysis of the country's enrichment program shows it would not take long to build a bomb. Masih Zarif of the American Enterprise Institute conducted the research.
By about early summer 2012, they would have a large enough stockpile of 20% enriched uranium with which they could produce fuel for one nuclear weapon in about 2.5 months.
Israel estimates that Iran could make 4 atomic bombs by further enriching uranium it has already stockpiled. Iran has the largest inventory of ballistic missiles in the Middle East, and U.S. intelligence officials say Tehran would likely use a missile to deliver a nuclear weapon. Ron Wyden is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I've come to believe that Iran's leaders are not going to give up their push for a nuclear weapons capability unless they believe it's going to cost them their hold on power.
Intelligence officials say there is now an increasing threat that Iran could conduct attacks on U.S. interests overseas or even on American soil. U.S. officials accuse Iran of being involved in a failed plot last year to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. by bombing a Washington restaurant. Again, analyst Masih Zarif.
Well, it shows to me that they're becoming increasingly aggressive, that they're willing to absorb more risk, and that they're willing to bring the fight here.
Iran's central bank has been slapped with tough new sanctions by the U.S. The European Union has agreed to embargo Iranian oil by July 1st. The country's currency is rapidly losing value, and prices are up in Iranian markets as inflation has skyrocketed. The pressure is on, says CIA Director David Petraeus.
The overall situation is one in which the sanctions have been biting much, much more literally in recent weeks than they have until this time.
Iranian officials have reacted by threatening to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a move the United States says would not be allowed to stand. Another sign, analysts say, a military confrontation could be looming. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.